Well, hello, guys, and as you probably know, this is in the news all the time at the moment. And according to them, or at least one of them, it's a win for the feminists. Is it? How's that? First of all, they didn't really actually go into space. They went to the edge of space. What was it? 10 minutes? And they're all acting like they found the cure for cancer. And of course, I expect they spend months and months training. No. I believe it was all automated. So they go on a vibrator-shaped rocket. And of course, rockets were invented by men. And I'm surprised this one wasn't actually painted pink. The electronics that needed for the rocket to run properly was invented by men. I mean, after all said and done, these femons were just tourists. Space tourists. Actually, not even that. The edge of space. Not any of them have put any input into the space program at all. As usual, they're trying to get the limelight from a male's invention and idea. It's man that wanted to go to space. He's the one who looked up and wondered what was out there. Femons may have been with the man at the time, and she was thinking about what they're going to have for supper. And if you really look around, you see everything was invented and made by men. Aeroplanes, helicopters, boats, submarines, TV, telephone, the flushing toilet. And something the femons could never do without. The bikini. And of course, the automobile. Oh yeah, and something that was reasonably important. The wheel itself. The list goes on and on. So when you really think about it, these six femons prove one thing. Femons are just passengers. Tourists. In a man's world. Take it easy, fellas.